When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now let us turn to Daniel's second chapter. Here in the second chapter of Daniel, there was a very unique challenge. Third verse. And the king said unto them, and to all the magicians, astrologers, and sorcerers, and the Chaldeans, show me my dreams. I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Fourth verse. Then spake the Chaldeans to the king in Syriac, O king, live forever. Tell your servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. My dear people, what we see here is a challenge thrown out, which seemed like an impossible challenge. I have dreamed a dream. You fellows who claim to be astrologers and wise men in my nation, either you come up with my dream and the interpretation, or you will get your heads chopped off, your houses turned into dunghills. Of course, the wise men and the astrologers, they did try to put up a reasonable plea. No king or emperor has ever required such a thing. And you're asked for an impossible thing. So when these soldiers and those that were to execute the wise men of Babylon approached Daniel and his companions to execute them, Daniel said, 14th verse, Daniel 2nd chapter 14th verse, Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was gone forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, that he would show the king the interpretation. 17th verse. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, his companions, that they would desire the mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. And Daniel blessed the God of heaven. So, my dear friends, he had these companions, like-minded praying partners. Very often these days, you will find it very hard to find another like-minded praying partner, because Christians have become nitpickers. They have time for nothing else but just focus on trifling things and go nitpicking. They are not troubleshooters. They are not people who are the salt of society. They are just nitpickers. You know, I have not wasted my time that way. I have not gone about, I never went about pointing fingers. Well, you are to blame, or you are the fellow, or I'm better than you kind of stuff. No, I have not wasted my time that way. I have not wasted my time in debates and discussions. I've given myself to very positive kind of work, which is knee drill, going to God, getting His answers for difficult situations. Here, Daniel had a group of young men around him, and Daniel and his companions, and he said to them, "Now, here's the challenge before us. You fellows pray. God is able, and the Lord revealed the secret." Now, what a secret this was. This was a secret that focused upon whole dynasties, world empires, and world civilizations, and their collapse, and of the kingdom of God which is going to be set up. See how far a prophetic mind can stretch. Now Mary said, you know, in her song, "Hereafter all generations shall call me blessed." Did she know that we are going to sing praises to Jesus this Christmas, and nobody could have done so without mentioning the virgin birth? No matter what these funsters and irrelevant theologians who have no solutions to offer may say. Listen, don't say that I'm tarring them all with the same brush. No, there are some godly theologians, people who have preserved their sanity in spite of theology, which is no ordinary feat. Let me tell you, I don't know what it is that has made things so complicated for them that they are lost in the tangle and in the labyrinths of an interminable debate. And that leaves practical problems out of their province. Now, that's not theology. That's not what the man in the street needs. That's not what you in the pew need, or what I need in the pulpit. It's the truth of God which sanctifies and lifts us to a different level. You see, my dear friends, there's a spirit of fear and alarm in me. See, we have got a big religious show going, but where is the depth? Where is that level of walk with God? Where is the desire for such a walk? It is all a kind of bland kind of, "Hello, brother, hallelujah, sister. Everything is going on fine, you know, a lot of good things are happening," and so on and so forth. But no reality. The tragic failures. in the moral backbone of the nation are not being addressed, or even in our families. You know, my dear friends, I am a father of several children, and I know I am accountable to God, and it is part of my own nature that either blesses or afflicts my children. And when I look at the way the world likes to steamroller them, flatten them out into just being goody-goody people. Now, you and I are not to produce goody-goody people. The Lord must help us to see a generation springing up from within us, generations who will turn this world right side up. And it is very sad that we parents don't have such expectations. Even just managing to make a living is absorbing all the strength and time of people. Nothing left over. Maybe a scrape or skin or some such offscoring. And that is all we give to God. Nothing which comes from the heart, nothing that really is going to carry weight, which will be manifest a year or two after us. What a tragedy that is. And when we see Daniel proclaiming the demise of these succeeding civilizations, which can be seen today, borne out in history, subsequent history. This king knew that this was true. The interpretation was true. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we humble ourselves before you. If King Nebuchadnezzar fell down upon his face, how shall we fall? Oh Lord, we beseech you, enable that we may be a people fit for such an hour. Hear our humble prayer. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.